Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and the Olympic Games and other issues.
And according to the Ministry of Health, 34 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 1,006 tested positive for coronavirus. This brings the total number of people who have died of COVID-19 since March last year to 2,622. There are currently 27,544 active COVID-19 cases in the country.
The ministry also reports that 1,149,379 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, while 641,144 have received their second dose.
And as Zimbabwe has recorded almost 48,000 cases of COVID-19 and nearly 28,000 recoveries since March last year.
In other news, the trial of former South African President Jacob Zuma resumed to several cases of riots linked to his imprisonment in a separate case. Zuma, who appeared virtually, faces multiple counts of corruption, fraud, and racketeering related to a 1999 arms deal.
And in sports news, Olympic Games, a United States gymnast has tested positive for the coronavirus amid fears of an outbreak of coronavirus in Japan, hosting the Tokyo 2020 Olympics Summer Games.
Ebambe Zulwanda Balinjan, Lapelkona, and Dawen Zoke Zumtava, SGNAO. Ye, namhlanje ke ulive talk sixoxa nge-COVID-19 lokunye okwenzakala emhlabeni onke jikelele okugoqela ama-Olympic Games kunjalo lodaba lukamnumzana Jacob Zuma lokunye. Siyabona ukuthi ke eZimbabwe i-COVID-19 idla ubhedu kulabantu abayi-34 ababulewe umkhuhlane lo izolo kwele Zimbabwe, kwathi abayi-1006 bathestwa batholakala bele coronavirus. Kusho ukuthi ke eZimbabwe sokubhubhe abantu abayi-2622 kusukela ngombimbitho onyakenye. Bese kusithi ke abantu abayi-27,544 ngabantu okuthiwa ke bale COVID-19 okwamanje. Lokhu ke kubikwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi kulabantu 1,149,379 asebejovwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19, kuthi asebejovwe okwesibili bayi-641,154 okanye angazani ke kuyajova kakhulu. Kubuya ke masangela kusukela ngombimbitho onyakenye, kunabantu abedlula 48,000 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19, kuthi ke abayi 28,000 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Sijike kancane siyefika kwele South Africa, kukhanya ngazani ke icala elikamnumzana Jacob Zuma ngathi leli aletheswayo liqale lamuhla. Leli loke licala elingahambelani lalokhu akuvalelwe entilongweni. Singathi ke xa sikhangela kuya phambili khanye ngazani ke ulamacala okuthi ke wazuza imali ngudlu ngo-1999 kuze kuthengiswe izikhali. Izikhali lezi zathengiselwa kwele France, kodwa ke khanye kule zandla eziningi ezazikhona khonapho phakathi. Kuzobuya ke kuma-Olympic Games khanye ngazani ke kulo munye ke owenza i-gymnastics owakwele Melika ofumanwe ele COVID-19. So singathi ke khona ngale Japan i-COVID-19 idla ke ubhedu. Siyabona ukuthi ke abantu babegijima abanye besenza imidlalo etshiyeneyo kodwa kungela bantu abababukeleyo. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunawo bachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi paLive Talk tichange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika pakubayiwa kwenhomba dzeCOVID-19. Tozotarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvemitambo zviri kubuda kumaOlympics uko. Uyezve zviri kuitika muSouth Africa umo yatingati yekutongwa kwevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeSouth Africa vaJacob Zuma kwatanga nhasi panyaya yavari kupomerwa nyaya yehuori. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinoti iro pane vanhu 34 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro muZimbabwe. Uyezve pane vanhu 1006 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vane denda iri reCOVID-19. Tozotarisawo vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura pari zvino pane 2622 tichiwanikwa tichirangarira zvakare mumwe mutori wedu wenhau wepastudio 7 Sandra Nyaira uyo akashayikawo kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 akaneswemugovera pari zvino pane vanhu 7544 vari kuwanikwa ivo vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva ratanga kwatiri kutarisa kuti muna March gore rapfuura. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa zvakare kuti pane vanhu 1,149,000 vachidaudzira vawanikwa vachibayiwa ivo nhomba yecovid-19 yekutanga. Kwozouyawo 641,000 vachidaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachitora nhomba dzese dziri dziviri dzecovid-19. Totarisa kuti munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino yawanikwa iyo ine vanhu 48,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Kwozouyawo vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vanosvika ivo pa28,000 pari zvino. Totarisa zvakare kuti zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa ndo zvatavabvira kunge tichikuudzai kuti zvava Jacob Zuma uyezve nezviri kuitika kumitambo yemaOlympics kuTokyo achange achitanga mumavhiki anotevera. Saka tichange tiine nyanzvi uyezve tiine mumwe mutori wenhau ari ikoko kuTokyo achitipa kuti kwakamira sei pari zvino takatarisa denda iri recovid-19.
Yes, marvelous. And we are receiving a report that 60 nurses and doctors have actually tested positive for COVID-19 at Mpilo Hospital. So this is according to the Chronicle newspaper. So now we are lucky that Ezra Chisasmanda managed to talk to the Mpilo acting chief executive, Professor Solwayo Ngwenya. So let's hear what he said about this issue.
Professor Solwa Ngwenya. Ngwenya, kati sipiti singakavanhu khama nyanda.
Hayi vantu vavaya lapha vazotesta la. Avanye vavi vengama contact. Avanta vavanjwe coronavirus. Ndivano bona vantu bese nezipiti piti vadanila vantu vakitima vafuna kuzotesta. Kuti vonka vafika la kumele vateste avapatients navo dokotela navantu zvavanya vavefikile vafika vetestela pano kule laini njalo engale abantu abafuna ukwenza ama-vaccination abanye bafuna udose 1 abanye bafuna udose 2 so yikubona kugcwele kunje
kunjena nje ngizwe kuthiwa amadokotela akho namanesi khona babanjiwe futhi
hayi lo mkhuhlane muvi lo kathesi uyabamba icommunity yonke nje yabanjwa abantu dokotela labo bahlala ecommunity abanye labo bahlala amanesi bagada ama-public transport bayenzani yikho ayisoze thiye muntu umuntu wonke yabanjwa i-coronavirus
kathesi khona kuminjani ke lapha kathesi abagulayo bakhona iward yakho le igcwele kumbayela bantu
kathesi laba abantu bafika amathumi amabili sibili ababanjwe i-coronavirus
abagulayo
sizama ukuthi sibatransfere kwezinye izibhedlela manje labo izibhedlela babe sithi sabelapha khona
iindaba zokuhlatshwa ke zimi njani zona
ukuhlatshwa abantu bahlatshwa namhlanje bona ama-health workers la baningi sibila bana balayinini ezentini bafuna ukuhlabisa
abantu uzule ngihamba ngapha ngambe emaklinik ungatshela abantu njengomkhulu walapha kobulawa ukuthi abantu baye emaklinik ngaphilapha
ye hayi abantu bayemaklinik aseduze kwabo khona ngani belayini kuhle bengayenzi siminye eminye nxa sebezisenza siminye eminye njalo babe benompola umkhuhlane yikho kungcono umuntu ayesondele lapha eklinik eseduze kulaye ekhangele ukuthi akulalayini ende ahlatshwe kuhle
wena waqonqosela ngomkhuhlane lo omnyaka ophelileyo waqonqosela wathi umkhuhlane lo ukhona uzabuya kuzaba nobo-third wave abantu bezotokozaba ne-second wave azabe bakubhilile manje kathesi njona ke sukukhanya ukuthi wawukhuluma iqiniso uthini ngento ezinje
ngithi abantu kumele umkhuhlane lowo bawuhloniphe sibili ngoba ngumkhuhlane omubi kakhulu njalo ngumkhuhlane ozabhiliza imphefumulo eminingi nxa singazange sananzelela kumele silandele khona lokho okukhulunywa yi-WHO ukuthi abantu baziphathe njani ngoba nxa abantu bengalandeli lo okukhulunywayo umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka njengoba kathesi sesibona ukuthi sokuthiwa sokulama-new variant la asekhona la ama-new variant akhanya anamathela amasinya njalo senamathela konke labantwana labadala esiya phambili ikubona ukuthi abantu kathesi xa singaziphathanga kuhle abantu abaningi bazatshabalala emhlabeni
kulezi nsuku sizwa ama-report amaningi kukhunywa abantu abafayo abaningi kambe abantu ngaphandle kwakhona kukhona abangazilondoloza wakho ngaphandle kokuthi bahlatshwe.
Hayi, akaningi ukuthi umkhuhlane lo wona vele uyalandela lapho kulabantu abaningi khona, lapho kulesiminyeminye khona, lapho otholakala khona. Njalo abantu lapha ngiyabona abantu ama-face mask la, uyathola umuntu efake i-face mask le ngalapho emphinjeni la, kavali imlomo, kavali amakhala. Uzibuza ukuthi kathi pho umuntu lo ugqokelani i-face mask? Khona lokuyana i-face mask kababili kunjela ugqokele, lami ngigqokile. Umkhuhlane ukuthi usuke kimi siya kuwe, usuka kuwe uya kimi, kuyayenza ukuthi hhayi umkhuhlane ungaze wamemetheka. Yikho siyacela abantu ukuthi baziphathe. Lo mkhuhlane ufuna umuntu oziphathayo, njalo bageze izandla bengaze bahamba. Kathi sokuningi kakhulu abantu kuyathe umuntu efile bagijima khona phana besiyabamba umuntu lwana, xa igula bagijime bonke besiyabamba umuntu. Uyabona bebuya lapha ekazwali bebuya bengu-10 bethwala umuntu oyi-1. Umuntu lwana nxa elawo umkhuhlane uyathi esifa ichiye phefumulelela abana abantu, labana abantu sebehamba besuka lapho sebesiyabuthana endlini emfeni bebiza abantu. Labana abantu basebethelela abanye abantu labana ababuya emfeni. Yikho sisithi kathi sizimva lezi hhayi kumele sinazelele sibini, ngoba singaphela kuvikezayo abantu labana abahambeuyalifa yibo abantu asebesifa. So lokho kusiyaphambili kusiyaphambili kusiyaphambili. Abantu asikhalelanini emafonini, sikhalelanini kuma-WhatsApp sikhulumisana, kuhambe kuphele isihlobo. Lanxa kusiyabe kumuntu emangcwabeni kungaze kwakuhanjwa. Mina ngibona inamba le yamathumi amathathu la, ngibona ingani lokhu emaningi kakhulu. Kuhambe abantu abalutshwana, abantu abaichumi nje kuphela, abantu abaclose close ama-relative kube yibo ababe kungwenya. Hhayi khona ukuthi kubuye inkalakatha zabantu ezimangalisayo zabe ziyanompola umkhuhlane.
Hayi Dr. Ngwenya, siyabonga kakhulu-ke lo msebenzi wakho omkhulu kangakade ezindwana-ke. Ungumuntu umuntu engawuhlele ofisini kodwa ukhona ukhangela abantu kunzima lapha. Siyabonga kakhulu Ngwenya.
Ngiyabonga.
So marvelous, that is Professor Solo Ngwenya of Mpilo Hospital, is the acting chief superintendent. Mm-hmm. So all what you are saying is that, you know, this COVID-19 is spreading like wildfire. So he said there were so many people that were at Mpilo today trying to get their first and second doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. And he was saying that apparently there are some nurses who are also queuing, you know, for vaccinations. Remember, they were the first people to be called for these vaccinations, but some of them were very skeptical about taking the vaccines. And it says the Delta variant is really causing havoc and is very, very dangerous. And it spreads mostly, you know, in places where there is a lot of crowding. And he also noted that there are doctors and nurses at Mpilo Hospital who have actually contracted COVID-19. So he says the reason is, you know, these people live among communities, so they are susceptible to this COVID-19. And he said that, you know, there are a large number of people that are currently admitted at Mpilo Hospital, and these people are, you know, afflicted with COVID-19. And he mentioned a lot of other things concerning, you know, workers, how they should behave, and generally how members of the public are expected to behave. And he says people should wear masks in a very proper way. Instead of, you know, wearing the mask below their nose and all those kind of things, they should wear them properly and always wash hands. And then he mentioned something that maybe many African people won't understand, about funerals and how to take care of a person who is having COVID-19. So he said,
what did he say about that? About taking care of people.
It is actually shocking to see people, 10 people, ferrying one body or ferrying a sick person to Mpilo Hospital while they are 10. Eh? So meaning that that person with COVID is going to infect those 10. Mm-hmm. Those 10 are going to infect 10 others. And so when that person dies, they'll take the body and then they'll spread that COVID-19 during the funerals. So meaning that this funeral business should end. He says people must use WhatsApps, people must use phones, you know, instead of crowding at funerals. You know, he doesn't believe even the 30 plus number that is being touted by the government. He says it's too much, you know, it should be reduced. So many few people should go for funerals.
Vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura kuti chiri kunyanyonetsa mazuva ano inyaya yekuti kune variant itsva iriko yedelta variant iyo inopararira mune nguva shoma. Asi vari kutaura ivo Dr. Ngwenya kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasarambe vachiwanikwa ivo vachiwedzera nyaya yekuti kana pashaika munhu wowanikwa ivo vachienda vachinoungana, uyezve kuti kana munhu anzi iye haasunzwa zvakanaka, regai kuwanda mudzimotokari muchienda kunoperekedza munhu ari kurwara, nekuti munee musingazive kuti munhu iyeye ane chirwere chipi. Kana aine chirwere checovid-19 anogona kuparadzira chirwere ichi kune vamwewo vanenge vachiita havo murudo, asi zvinozovakuwadza mune ramangwana. Vataura zvakare Dr. Ngwenya kuti pari zvino vanhu vakawanda vari kuwanikwa vachibuda vachienda kunomirira kuti vabayiwe nhomba yecovid-19. Vakataura kuti kumupire hospital ikoko vazhinji zvakare vanosanganisira vana mukoti vari kuwanikwa vachidawo kuti vabayiwe nhomba iyi, nekuti vaakuona kuti zvakakosha kuti munhu ange akabayiwa nhomba iyi kuti awanikwe iye achirwisa denda rechirwere checovid-19. Vataura zvakare vachiti ivo vanhu ngavapfeke mamaski nemazvo, kwete kuti kana wakapfeka maski unenge wakaisa apo, asi unofanira kuvhara mhino nemuromo kuitira kuti kana uri pane vanhu hauwanikwe iwewo uchifema mweya uyauya unenge uchibuda kubvawo kune vamwe vanhu. Saka ndokutaura kwavari kuita kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachiwanikwa vachikoshesa kupfeka mamaski nemazvo, kwete kuti vawanikwe ivo vachipfekwa mamaski sezvatinoona zvinenge zvakaita vamwe, kuti vanomirira kuti kana vaakuzosvika kune mapurisa ndopavanowanikwa ivo vachivhara mhino dzavo nemiromo, asi kana panguva iyoyo vasiri pane mapurisa vanenge vakadzisa maski yavo pasi. Saka vati zvakakosha kuti uyezve kana muine murwere ane covid-19 edzai kuti muwanikwe muchimuisa kure nevamwe kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe iro richipararira mumhuri, nekuti vari kuti denda iri Delta variant rauya munyika uyezve rakapfunya chisero. Tinoona mazuva apfuura vazhinji vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori. Takaonawo zvemumwe aive ari mutori wedu wenhau ipo pano, Sandra Nyaira, akabatwa nedenda recovid-19 akatoradzikwa nemusi wemugovera kuwarenhiu. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika. Uyezve Dr. Ngwenya vanga vakati panguva ino vanhu please musawande kundufu, shandisai dande mutande seWhatsApp, semaZoom nezvimwewo kuitira kuti pasave nekuwanikwa ivo vanhu vachifema mweya umwe chete. Gibbs.
Yes, we also had some people that talked to Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo during our show Zimbabwe Today as Polkleni. You know, some people are actually aware of what is going on, and some are taking even their families for vaccinations. So this is one family that went for vaccinations today. Let's hear what they said, you know, when they talked to Ezra Chisaspanda.
Hello, Sisi.
Where
are you?
Ake
sitshele nabe kunjani, selihlatshiwe?
Yes, sihlatshiwe.
Ibe ngiyakuqala le?
Yes, siyaqalisa.
Bekunjani kodwa kutshele labana abanye abalayela ezindlini so that laba bakwazi ukuthi hhayi akula nto embi ngapho.
Hhayi, mina sihlatshiwe sibile vele kangizwa lutoje. Ibinto ejekisele yapho nakayibuhlungu uyezwa kuthi nxa ivele ingene enyameni yethu le nto engena kodwa hayi
kayibuhlungu. Ngiyakuqala le?
Ngiyaqalisa.
Okwenza ukuthi lihlatshwe lapho kususesaba nawe ma?
Mina kwenza ukuthi ngihlatshwe ukuthi anti kuyamenyeza ukuthi sihlabe sivikele umkhuhlane nalowo khona kulezi nsuku. Kodwa hhayi ngihlatshiwe sibe kodwa ijekiseni la hhayi ayibuhlungu.
Ayibuhlungu.
Hayi.
Wena ule mnyama ngeke?
23.
Ngisuhlatshwe lawa? Bavumile ukuthi abancane bahlatshwe?
Bavumile.
So kathesi kuhlatshwa wonke umuntu nxa ukhangele mama?
Ngaphandle kwaba 18 kusaphansi, hayi kaba 18 kusaphezulu, hayi bayahlatshwa bonke.
Laba hlela buya liyihlobo la? Lowo mntana?
Lowo
mna wakho. Lowo mntana wakho? So kuhle kwathi laba ngithatha bonke abantu angitshiye muntu. Awusebenzile kakhulu. Abantu baphelile lapha, sisuke empilo kathesi. Into engiyibona empilo abantu esibhedlela bangivumeli ngiyibona into alele laphana kwesabeka. Don't prove injalo, imata day injalo, UBH injalo. Kambe ngabe kuyini konke lo?
Iyo i-corona na. Hayi khathesi abantu bayagula. Hayi bayagula
abantu. Abantu bayagula kakhulu.
Bayagula.
Kama abantu khathesi sebethatha serious niko sebegcwala imizila sebezohlaba.
Khathesi bethukile abantu ngoba abantu bagulile. Khathesi abantu bethukile sibili. Bethukile kakhulu.
Bethukile kakhulu. Wena la ubethukile mama?
Ye hayi.
Kodwa uzwa azangigule wena azangiyizwa ukhona kwayigula phakathi wena?
Hayi akukabi lo muntu osegulile.
So lithe lingcono lizivikele kuphela.
singabili umkhuhlane ngoba kulezi suku uyaqanda umkhuhlane ukhona lo abanye bayaphikisa ukuthi umkhuhlane ukhona kodwa ayona ukhona sibili asikuthi ngamanga ukhona umkhuhlane lo
akubatsheli lawo sakhulayo phela abaningi isayizi yakho azibhilive ukuthi ukhona yezo umama bakhuluma ukuthi ukhona bona uthini
ukhona so sizivikele sigqoka amamask sisanitize
akutsho futhi mama ukulaya abantu ngoba emakhaya njengona sibona abaningi bayathatha abaningi lokhu bedonda bona uthini
hayi ngicela ukuthi bazohlala bahlabe sibavikele umkhuhlane lo ngoba umkhuhlane lo uqiniso ukhona njalo uyabulala xa uyabungakazi ubona umuntu ogulileyo ungathikaza kodwa nxa suke wabona umuntu ogulileyo umkhuhlane leyo ukhona sibi njalo uyabulala njalo ubuhlungu balithi asibuyeni sizohlaba abantu bakanlimi sivikeleni le mkhuhlane
uzake hayi siyabonga bomama eyi amazwi amahle kakhulu ukhuthaza abanye siyabonga.
So marvelous day, that's a mother with two daughters and a sister. You know, she said, I'm going to take you all to the vaccination center. So you say, you know, many people are experiencing a lot of pain, you know, because COVID is not so good. She says COVID is very brutal. At the end of the day, she decided to take her children and then her sister to a vaccination center. And she was saying, you know, it's not a painful injection. Is something that you can feel. Yes, there's something going into your body, but she's very grateful that she managed to take some relatives for vaccinations.
Very commendable there indeed. Potanga chukona inwe muria wani kwa iyo ichienda kunobaye wanumba ye COVID-19 kubulawayo amai ne mwana wavo na mama wavo vashitaura ivo kutini. Kutivaru kuona kutini denda ili kanarabata vanduruku rwaza zvakaipisisa saka vati ivo zviri nani kuti ivo nemhuri yavo vaende kunobayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 kuti vagara vakazvidzivirira kana kuti vakazobatwa naro denda iri harizokwanisa kuvawedzera pasi.
So now I think we are joined by our first guest, and that is Atwell Manyengabana. He works for the Olympic Services. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, thank you very
and
much.
COVID, that side is causing havoc, right, at the Olympics. So give us your rundown, because we have heard that a USA gymnast has actually contracted COVID-19 and the Olympic spectators and all those kind of things. Just briefly.
Yeah, in a way, yes, in terms of the organizers, because of COVID, cannot participate in the games because of the conduct. But overall, I also think that the government of Japan has managed to, through the Olympic Service as well, they've managed to do the best that they can to make sure that there's no, because remember, there are people coming from different sectors of the world. So I think they've managed, they tried the best to make sure that there's a thorough monitoring and a thorough screening of the people coming into the country.
And generally we see that, you know, there won't be any spectators because of COVID. And how serious is this COVID issue in terms of the Olympic villages and all those places where there are athletes?
I wouldn't want to call it serious. I think the seriousness comes in with the fact that when you are an athlete, obviously when you test positive, because of the contact, it's a contact, a sports is contact, basically. I think that way it becomes very serious because other contestants, obviously, they would not want to be involved in that. But in terms of the situation as a country, like I'm saying, I think they've managed to do the best they can to allow people from different countries to come into the country. Just a measure to make sure that there will not be a big outbreak, per se.
Marvelous.
Yes.
Take us through your own screening. How thorough was it when you actually got to Japan to be able to cover these Olympics?
It was quite thorough. From your country, you have to... the other countries, actually, I was lucky in terms of where I was coming from South Africa. If you're coming from other countries, you were going to test for the for 7 days every day prior to leaving your country. But in South Africa, I only tested twice, 96 hours before and 72 hours before. And then upon testing negative, I had to get a certificate from my doctor to certify that I'm negative. And then also I got vaccinated before I left. My movements. And also they would, you'd use it to upload the documents, like the certificate and also the results. And apart from those apps, there's also another app that helps to track and to warn in case there is a positive case, known a positive case around you or in the midst of you. It gives you a warning that the area has got somebody who is positive. So at least you can walk away in case you're in such an area.
Saka mamboti tsananguro kuti ku Japan kwa muruko segadziriro ye Olympics 2021 Parisino zviri kufamba sei panyaya ye denda iri COVID-19.
Parisino sema nzikira muri kuti munawo ma vatambi vakusvika nyika dzakawanda dzakusvika chibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Saka manzvire tirikuita wakawanda. Not wakawanda, but pano nepapo kune vari kuonekwa vaina chirwere ichocho checovid. Asi tega ndingoti izvona mukuongorora kwaunoita kunoku kwakati simbei kunoita kuti vakwanise kubata vanenge vaine chirwere ichocho paine nguva. Pane kuzoita zvokuzozviona nguva yapera. Saka tega ndingoti kunyika iri kunoku nema we Olympic vanorongwa wacho vakaita zvakati wandei zvinoita kuti vanhu vakwanise kuongororwa zvisazvautachona usati waenderera mberi. Ndongangoti ndozvendinoona zvavakagona izvi kuti vanotaka kuzvibata zvinhu zvisazvaenderera mberi pane kuzoona paita yatinonzi pachirungu outbreak, which might be too late.
Tinoona kuti nyika yeAmerica yanga iri kuzivisa kuti pane mumwe mutambi abatwa iye ane COVID-19. Zvichinge zvakadai zvaitika, imi munotaurirwa here kana kuti zviri kungoitika kuvatambi uku?
Zviri kunyanyoitika kuvatambi kazhinji kacho. Nekuti magarira atinoita ndeyekuti isusu hatisangani nevatambi. Tinozongosangana navo pabasa. Asi vatambi vane kwavanogarawo vari vega ikoko kuvatambi ikoko. Tinozongozvinzwawo semanzwire mune muchiita kuti ndozvaitika. Isusuwo kwetinogarawo tinenge tino watinoshanda nawo, saka tinotestawo every 4 days. Saka kutorinawo dzimwe dzinei zvine zvichingoitikwa kuno kwatiri tichingonzi musakangana kuti chirwere chiriko, musakangana kugeza maoko, musakangana kusanitaiza, musakangana kurama muchichengetedza. Kunyange gap rinotaurwa riye 1.52 meters. Saka izvozvo tinozvinzwa, asi manzwira atinongoitawo zvakafanana nemanzwira amunongoitawo ikoko.
Aiwa, tinoti.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So, Marvelous, we've got some other people that Ezra Chisaspanda talked to, and one of them is a young man who had gone for his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Here he comes.
Bona lapha ngibona ke uphuma lapha eclinic uvela nga
sivela sathu
kuhlatjwe la kusixoxele ngokuthi wena kuyini okwenza ukuthi uzohlatjwa. Siyabona sise umuntu omutsha akujala ngibona abatsha kakhulu ezohlatjwa.
Ngibona uqhubathekile ukuthi othing izohlatjwa kwenzela ukuthi ngikwanise ukuzivikela emkhuhlaneni onalo osudumbile COVID.
Uzibuyele wedwa kula muntu othebuye?
Ngizibuyele ngedwa.
Ekufikeni wakho ufike isikhathi bani la? Sizathi imizila le imide njengoba siyibona imide kangaka?
Ndifika ngabo 10.
So uthatha ama-hours uleli?
So ngithethe 2 hours.
So bathe bekufika wafika ufike wenzani ukutshela abanye ukuthi bangayesaba basemagaba? Ufike wenzeni la?
Lapha ikufika ulayina nje kuphela, then ngalayina bese bezokuhlaba. So ungafika lapha bese bekuhlaba, so unikwa le khadi lapho.
Kutophendwe ngemva kwesikhathana la?
But after 1 month.
After 1 month?
Yeah.
Okay.
So katesa abantu laba bakhona la kukhona ukubona igula seqeda uhlatsha.
Hayi akule sengiyambona.
Ungahlatsha uma isikhathi singanani meleke?
Ah bona bathi 10 minutes.
Then usuphi ikhadi lakho sokuhamba? Uzaphenduka futhi. Uhlala ngapi la?
Ngihlala eShabalala.
So uzwagadwa wabuya edorobheni uzohlatsha. Uthala namalayini made.
Ah emalokishini vele kwamalayini made. So ngapha etown kungani kungcono.
Wena imuli yakho sehlatshwa yini?
Ha bonke sebahlatshwa.
Besokusele wena?
Besokusele mina.
Kodwa uyabona into yenzani umkhuhlane lo?
Ha umkhuhlane lo usubaqedile abantu. Awubaqedile sebe.
Ano siyabonga kakhulu bongane sifisela indlala.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
There you are, marvelous. So this young man, Bongani Dube, not related to me, obviously, but he's one of the Dubes. So he says he went on his own to a vaccination center in the central business district of Lawayo, because in Tshabalala is very congested. There are so many people looking for vaccines. And so he says he decided just to go to the CPD to get his first dose. And he says he didn't feel anything when he got the dose, and they told him to return after a month. And he says, you know, this disease is really wreaking havoc in Bulawayo. So he says he's trying to protect himself and other people.
Aye wapo tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe murume ari kuBulawayo angachitaura iye zvaitikawo kwaari muzuva ranhasi apo aenda kunotora nhomba yake yekutanga atiye amboidza kuti aende pakati peguta reHarare sezvo kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwakazarisa kuine mitsetse yakareba, saka ati akamirira kuti azotora nhomba yake yechipiri yekwapera mwedzi, asi ari kuti iye hapana ake zvaanzwa zvinonyanyorwadza, haana marwadza anawo mushure mekutora nhomba yake yecovid-19 yekutanga nhasi.
And we've got another lady that went for the vaccination. So let's listen to what she told Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo as well. So we are happy that Ezra was going around, you know, talking to so many people.
Come on, Janda.
Yes,
I'm going to go to the house. I want to go to the house.
I want to appear the civil. I never want to be corona. I want to buy seven to get seven, but to be a massage effect.
What a way when I saw the massage effect.
I'm going to be a massage effect.
Owens, you want to be seven and up and the massage effect. Kona kuzoda abanye bathi kuthiwa siyabulawa siyabulawa, wena usuka kuzwa lokho?
Hey, ngakuzukuthi sizakufa after 2 years.
Manje uvalo luthini ku?
Akuyangiqeda ndingathini sengahlaba.
Ye, kathesi ke abantu abaningi nxa bekhuluma labo bathi ezimfeni lapha yibo khanye bathathela khona, wena ke uyahamba ezimfeni?
Ya, ngiyahamba but ngiyameka sure ukuthi kukhona ngiyayenza bese sengigqoka le mask yami.
Kubula kathesi mzila siyibona imidi lapha-ke, ubona njani imidi abafuna ukuhlatshwa? So kuyini ndaba anthi befuna ukuhlatshwa?
Sekuyi-panic, abantu sebesesaba ukuthi ngambamba. Abantu asisakwazi ukuthi siminga-ke actually.
So ikubona ngathi sebesethuka sebefuna ukuthi bayihlatshwe?
Sebesethuka sebefuna ukuyahlaba.
Wena ukhuthaza abanye uthini nxa ukhuluma la?
Abahambe bayihlaba kwenze ukuthi sibone ukuthi kungasinceda yini.
Lapha emabhasini nxa ligada lapha kunjani?
Kula social distancing, vela kula sanitizing nje. No more.
Wonke nje ligada, kula muntu okhuma lomunye.
Kula muntu okhuma lomunye, abanye ngabayehlisa amamaski.
Bagwako. Ungamkhuza
yathini? Uyakuthethisa.
Siyabonga.
So there you are, marvelous. This lady is actually saying that she has been vaccinated, you know, she got the first and second doses. And she's saying that, you know, she didn't have any kind of side effects. But she's worried. She says she's been reading and hearing a lot about being vaccinated and dying after 2 years. Because she says she's been reading all this and seeing all these kind of things. But doctors are actually dispelling those kind of rumors or allegations. So she's very worried, like many other people. And during funerals, what this lady said was that she's always wearing a mask and practices social distancing, because she knows that those are super spreaders in terms of COVID-19. And she says people basically are either panicking or confused about COVID-19 in Zimbabwe right now, because so many people are dying, so many people are getting sick, and all those kind of things. And then she says, in Dupcos or buses, there's chaos. You know, she says, people just wear their masks the way they feel like doing it. There's no social distancing and all those kind of things. So go ahead, Marvelous.
Aiwapo tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe mudzimai ari kutaura iye kuti anga achangobva kubayiwa nhomba yake yechipiri uye zvaari kutaura iye kuti anoziva kuti vazhinji pari zvino denda reCOVID-19 riri kuwanikwa kunzvimbo dzinenge dzakazara vanhu senzvimbo dzakadai sekunenge kwashayika vanhu kundufu asi ataura zvakare iye kuti anoona padandemutande fake news inenge ichitaurwa nevanhu kuti kana wabayiwa unogona kuzoshaya kwapera makore maviri nezvimwewo asi vana chiremba vari kutaura ivo kuti kwete musawanikwe muchitora zvinonyorwa ipapa dandemutande taurai navana mazvikokota ezveutano nekuti nyaya iyi yekubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 inobatsira mukuti kana uchinge wazowanikwa uchibatwa nedenda iri harizonyanya kukudzimbira uyezve hauzosangana nendufu saka ndozvazvi kutaurawo sisava vachitaura ivo kuti ehe vari kutya mbijana nenyaya yezvavanoverenga vachiona padandemutande reWhatsApp nezvimwewo zvinotumirwa nevanhu asi vana chiremba nenyanzvi dzezveutano dziri kuti musateerere nyaya dzamunoona padandemutande taurai nevana mazvikokota kana kuti madokta enyu pamusoro penyaya iyo yekubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 kwete kuti muteerere fake news inowanikwa iyo ichitenderera padandemutande.
Yes, now we're joined by Mr. Michael Ndweni. Michael Ndweni is the chairperson of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mr. Ndweni, welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. Dube. Banja nabala lela babugele.
I see a pila kakulu ge. So tell us a bit about what's going on in Bulawayo. We see that many people are going for vaccinations, some people are dying, and some people, you know, are really getting confused about what's going on. So tell us a bit about this.
Yeah. Just to correct something, I am not the chairperson. I'm the director of the organization. There's a chairperson which has the board. Yes.
Sorry for that. Yes.
Today I met around the CPD. I saw people in queues. Waiting to get their jabs. So people are actually coming in numbers. I saw quite long queues, which demonstrates that people are beginning to have confidence into the vaccination exercise. Mm-hmm. Yes, say Tolimbiko kuti abantu bayafa. Ama numbers ebekhwele kakhulu emalangeni ambalwa nje ayedluleyo. Asengana ayehla kancane izolo kodwa ukufa komuntu yedwa lakho vele akusonto esingayithakazelela so yikho okungani kule concern ukuthi hayi ivirus ibisifuna ukubheda sivile sithemba ukuthi abantu bazalandela izinqumo zenezo ezikhona zokuthi behlise or to try and observe these who are recommended protocols so that we reduce the spread of the virus yikho sekunakanela ukuthi abantu bengakwenza khona lokho ingxenye.
And vendors are hard hit by the virus, right? So what's going on in terms of vendors and traders?
I'm not sure whether they are the hardest hit, but the fact that in our view, they are the frontline service providers because they anchor the economy. I think we all know that based on the IMF report, there are about 60-70% of our GDP comes from the informal economy. So it speaks volumes in terms of their contribution to the economy. So therefore, that is why then we lobbied the government and advocated that they should be given the priority in terms of the vaccination exercise. And you saw a few days ago, there was a specific program that was targeting informal traders. So in our view, we think that that was very important and it was a good response from the government, from our call. So as far as we're concerned, we don't think that the hardest hit, but actually they are more at risk to get the virus. And I must also state that from our membership, really, we want to celebrate for now that we have not documented any case from our membership, from our network, of life from COVID, which means that our members are trying their level best, I think, to abide by the protocols, which we think is a good thing that other citizens must try to emulate. We've been very, very vigorous in terms of trying to push our traders to make sure that when they are trading in marketplaces, they observe these protocols, and we are seeing the benefits of doing this. So in that Esthabisa ukuthi emalungeni ethu sibila sikatholi a fatality report. Siyambonga umlimi mthesibonge nama traders bazama by all means ukuthi bazivikele emkhuhlaneni lo.
Marvelous.
We saw that there was a program to vaccinate the vendors in Bulawayo. How successful was that program for you? And were there enough vaccinations specifically for the vendors?
Yes. As far as we're concerned, we noted that traders went in numbers to access the vaccine. Why do we say so? We say so because even those that were not licensed were coming to us, asking us to at least help them with letters that they are traders, and then take those letters to the centers for them to get the jab. So we saw at least a massive response as far as we're concerned. And the fact that a few days after the vaccine was then opened for the general public, we felt that a lot of traders really responded from our network, which is a good thing. Of course, maybe some were still like, I think when I was coming here, I heard you're talking about the fake news, misinformation. There are some, of course, who are still hesitant to get the vaccine because of what you were saying, Marvelous, that there is a word that people are going to die in the next 2 years. And we have been asking people to say, for those who believe in the Bible, we know that the Bible says, it's not the vaccine. I don't think that the vaccine is like fire. So we feel that that is a lie, and that is being pushed by prophets of doom. As far as we're concerned, and also advice for can reduce the fatalities and also the severity of the disease in one's body. So this is what we are going with. And we think that traders are hitting the call as far as we're concerned. Like, but of course, I said, there'll be a few here and there who will always believe such misinformation, such fake news.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga bengithi mina abantu baphumile ngobunengi besiyathola ijekiseni le eyokulwisana lomkhuhlane nalowo nje ohlasele umhlaba wonke iCOVID-19 ikakhulu amalunga ethu abazisebenzayo abaningi baphumile sesithola izincwadi sithole kade becela izincwadi zokuthi bancediswe ukuze labo bathole amajekiseni kade bengalama license okuthengisa bekusitshengisa ukuthi abaningi bazama ukuthi baphendule umkhankaso lo bahamba ehlala kuyinto enhle kakhulu enzwe ngamalunga ethu. Kodwa-ke kukhona-ke imibiko yamanga kade ibhodabhoda kumbe lokhu ibhodabhoda ethi yona abantu bazakufa eminyakeni emibili ezayo kuze kukhunywa lapha kude ngomsakazi. Kodwa thina siyala sithi thina nxa sikhangela ivini ezokholo sithi thina ebhayibhilini kuthiwa abantu bazabhujiswa ngomlilo ngomnakano ivaccine yasomlilo. So ngamanga nje akhulunywa ngabantu abangazilutho abaprofiti bamanga abatshela abantu amanga. Sithini ebantwini asithembeni abazempilakahle abavele besikhangele abakwaziyo ukuthi emzimbeni kwenzakalani silandele abasitshela khona siyethola ijekiseni ukuze sisizakale ukulwa lo mkhuhlane lo emzimbeni yethu. Yimbiko esilawo akunye lokhu nje ngabantu abazikhulumelayo abathanda nje ukuthi enxa babukwe ngendaba zamanga lokuthi nje abantu laba bananzelele kakhulu ebulenjini lapha ukubhiliva ukukholelwa izinto ezingaqondakali ngathi ifane zama ukutsho ngesilungu. Science.
And your last word before leaving, because you're going to be here for a short time.
Yes, last word yethu ngokuthi abantu kabahambe bayehlatshwa ijekiseni ngoba nxa singahlatshwanga siba sengozini yokuthi okokuqala njengoba besitsho bezempela kahle ukuthi ngoba le jekiseni kuba ngconywana nxa usithi wahlaselwa umntana nakufani lo umuntu ozihambelayo. Kodwa-ke okunye futhi okumqokayo ukuthi nxa sizwengci singasebenzi ngokunjalo sinakani ukuthi thina abantu abahlatshwe ukuze kuvuleke. Siyabona kwamanye amazwe kanti sokufuna ukuvuleka kancane iminotho siqale ukuya phambili. Ngokunjalo abantu abayehlatshwa kwenzela ukuthi sehlise amathuba okuthi sivalelwe singasebenzi. vele sazi ukuthi umkhono wethu ona vele ngabantu abazisebenzayo nxa kungavalwa kuzoba nobunzima ukuthi sithole ukudla kuzoba nobunzima sithole imali zokuthenga imithi lokubhadala izimali zokurenta lokunye okuningi esikudingayo esikuthola ngemali zokuzisebenza. So this is our message keeps that people should actually go and get vaccinated because for us it is the only logical way that can reduce the propensity of having a recurrent lockdowns. So we think that if more people actually are vaccinated, then we achieve herd immunity. Then therefore, we will see maybe the government even relaxing the conditions and of course, continue trying to maybe abide by the protocols here and there. But we think that it will help people to at least continue working since our economy is predicated on the formal economy and everyone works to eat eat what they kill. So that would be the only logical thing to do to get vaccinated. So continue working, getting money to buy food, getting money to buy access medical health, among other things. So that's our very clear message that let's not believe a prophecy of doom. Let's get the vaccine and achieve that immunity. This is our message. Thank you, Mr. Dwayne.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dwayne, for coming here for a short time, but very informative indeed. Thank you so much, sir.
Yep. Siyabonga. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, bye-bye. So that was Mr. Michael Dwayne. So basically, coming to these issues of vaccines, Mr. Manyikabana, briefly, are you hearing anything to do with this kind of fake news, you know, in Japan and all these kind of things?
Not in vaccines. I think the media is quite good at that in terms of spreading the good news. I think they just are encouraging people to be vaccinated. I think you find that it's quite a very low percentage of population that have been vaccinated. So the government is trying by all means to accelerate the vaccinations. But the good news about it is that people are just being encouraged to be vaccinated and to say it's a good thing to be vaccinated because it will protect you. You're not going to be, even if you test positive, even if you contact the disease, it's not going to be critical. You won't end up maybe going to a hospital.
Marvelous.
Muri ikoko hurumende yeJapan iri kubvuma here kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachibayiwa nhomba tomboti wasvika imomo usina kubayiwa vaccine iyi zvinofamba sei?
Iyoyo handingakwanisi kukutsanangurirai nekuti vazhinji vari kuuya vanenge vakabayiwa kare. Ndo zvavari kunyanya kukurudzirwa izvozvo nekuti sezvakakosha nekuti paunonge uchifamba unosangana nevanhu vakawanda wanda mundege pamaairports paunonge uchifamba ipapo. Saka vari kutoita zviri zvekukurudzira zvakanyanyisa kuti unofanira kuuya wabayiwa. Saka handisati ndasangana hangu nemunhu asati abayiwa, especially vari kuuya kumaolympics. It was really chinhu chakakurudzirwa chekuti zvona munhu wese anofanira kuuya afanira kukabayiwa.
So opening ceremony yemaolympics ichatanga rini? Uyezve sekuuziwa kwatirikuita kunenge kusina vanhu vachange vari kungotaridza padande mutande here kana zviri kufamba sei?
Vari kutaridza padande ichatanga mazuva mana ari kutevera. Zvavandiri kuita ndezvekuti vari kuita inonzi virtual reality yekuti zvona vese vanenge vachida kuti vazongobudawo vachiomberera nekuona zviri kuitika pawebsite yemaolympics iyoyo. Nguva yacho yasvika, munozongo mapicha enyu anotorwa muchiona kumba kudaro nemuchipemberera muchiona zvemunhu nyika dzenyu dzichipfuura dzichiratidza kuti dzauya kumaolympics. Saka munonge uchida virtual registration mopemberera nyika dzenyu kupfuuridza madande mutande.
Then hold on one second, we are coming back to you shortly. Let's just talk about briefly about Zuma. You know, the former South African president was in court today following several days of deadly riots linked to his imprisonment in a separate case. So today this is a very, very different case altogether. So Zuma actually appeared virtually and is facing multiple counts of corruption, fraud, and racketeering relating to a 1999 arms deal. So we all remember what happened when Zuma was locked up. So just briefly, let's just have a glance on what happened today.
court and the right, more importantly, the right to be present when being tried is at stake here. Now, the way we would like to approach it, my Lord, is assuming everyone accepts that those rights are limited to some extent by the current process, then the answer will be, is there any legal basis for limiting or violating those rights in the context, in particular, of a criminal trial?
So there you are, Marvelous. This is the time when Zuma is actually facing all those charges, you know, corruption, fraud, racketeering, and so forth. And, you know, remember, he was the president of South Africa. So it's really amazing to see him, you know, appearing there, you know, from his prison cell or somewhere in prison.
I think it's going to be interesting to just watch how he's going to be received by the South African public following what we saw, the protests that happened, the looting that happened. So it will be interesting to watch this week and see what's going to happen in South Africa.
Yes, and talking about Olympic Games, you know, Mr. Manyagavan, so we see that there are so many countries that are participating. Give us just a rundown of how many countries are taking place in the Olympics. And we know these are the 2020 Olympic Games instead of 2021. Because the 2020 Olympics were actually postponed. So just give us a rundown of all those kind of things.
So far, I think the records are not clear yet. But the country that announced that they were not going to be participating was North Korea. This is the one country that is more well known that they said they were not coming. The other countries were still contemplating. I think the numbers will be known by the time there's the opening ceremony. But it looks like most of the countries say to you that the organizers did quite a good job in terms of making sure everybody's vaccinated and to also assure them that there's going to be a thorough screening and monitoring of everybody that is there. So, like I said, the only one that is confirmed is North Korea. The rest of the countries, it looks like they won't be attending.
And Zimbabwe is sending sent some athletes as well. Give us your take on what's going on with the Zimbabwean team.
I also hear from the media that there are, I think, 5 or 6 that are coming to participate and also accompanied by the delegates. Well, I think as a country, we were expecting more to participate. But obviously, maybe some they didn't surpass the condition, what do you call it, the because they are timed, the timing, they didn't overcome that. But we do have 5, but I'm thinking that for a population of 13 million, only to be represented by 5 people in such a big tournament, I think the government and sports organizers, they would need to do more.
Yes, Marvelous.
Parish, you know, Zimbabwe, South Africa, the difference in when you got them Africa, Olympics.
Nigeria, Nigeria, ne Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, in terms of Zikana never many, Wakati one day. Nedzimweni Kazakusoro, Kwe Africa, Zinosanganswana, Egypt. Morocco na Tunisia vane vatambi wakati one day vanoonekwa varipo zvakare kozouya Kenya inozikanwa nembiri nevatambi vanomhanya zvakanyanya zvikuru ane Ethiopia neUganda saka East Africa dzidzo nyemiramira kwazvo makwiki yayo ne South Africa sematauri amaita inoonekwa ichimiramira neBotswana zvakare inewa vamhanyi vaka Mbochambiri nemkurumbira mazuva aperaya. Sandinona vakavanda varangwa vachatarisira kuona kunyange vano kati watambi vairi vatatu vanobva kuBotswana vanokwanisa kukwikwidza zvakare.
Ngaone Zimbabwe ichisimudza mhendurere. Tinoona kuti vane vakuita zvekuti huina nezvimwewo. Tingaone Zimbabwe ichisimudzawo mhendurere.
Senyika yedu tinonga tichivasapota tinotarisa kuti vachaitawo zvavanoita. ndofunga dambudziko rinenge rinoitika muZimbabwe nderekuti vatambiwo tinenge vanenge vachikwikwidza hativaoniwo vachikwikwidza kana vari kunyika dzavo o kunyika dzavari kukwidza vari. Saka tozongoona vaipapo pavanonge vachikwikwidza. Asi tinongonge tichiombera maoko tichingonamata nekutarisira kuti zvinoita zvakanaka.
Muchawana mukana wokutaura here nevatambi ava muri iko?
Pari zvino hatisati taona mukana iwo semataura anamboita kuti nenyaya yeCOVID iyi varoda kuedza zvakanyanyisisa kuti vatambi vaende kure nevamwe vanhu vese nenyaya yekuti zvona vanosvika kuzotapurirana. Saka vanenge vachizonge vachitaura nawo vatori venhau avanenge vachitozikanwa vakarejistwa kuti vadi vatora kana even kutotorwa mapicture chaiwo nevatambi ukaona mutambi anyone anongoona kaona unoziziva hazvisi kubvumiswa izvozvo. Asi takaonawo mukana izvozvo iwowo kutaura nawo aiwa tinomhanya chikataura nawo.
So what exactly do you do, you know, in the Olympics services?
I'm an engineer, so I'm into technical. So in terms of the pictures and the sound, I'm behind the scenes, making sure the cameras are working fine and make sure all the machines are okay. Then that will assure everyone that wants to watch world over that the pictures are all good and they are enjoying the games.
And I'm sure everybody is waiting for your pictures, for your videos, you know, and all those kind of things. How long does it take you to prepare for this kind of big theater, you know?
It takes quite a long time. I think there are actually different departments that work to organize this. But otherwise, the first team actually that arrives, it arrives a year before. They are the ones that do the scouting. They are the ones that start organizing the places, the venues, and all the infrastructure that is needed. And then on my part, then there's another delegation that will come 6 months before. And in my part, it took us 2 months. We came here 2 months prior to the start of the tournament because it was quite a thorough checking of quite a lot of equipment, a lot of cables, so that when we don't have an excuse when the competition starts, we know that when it starts, everything is ready.
So we can say, on your marks, get set, ready, go, right?
That's right. Yes, we can say that comfortably.
Tinoona zvakare kuti gore rino muchange makatonyanyodzamirwa nekuti zvakawanda zviri kuitirwa padande mutande. Saka makagadzirira here?
Hongu takagadzirira. I think ndoimwe imwe nzvimbo yetinoda kungoonawo kuti nematira aita COVID aya, I think zvakawanda zvekuti maitirwo anenge achiita mutambo kana business kana basa akutochinja. Tichida tisingadi ndokwakuendawo yetingati technology pacho.
Thank you so much.
Ndatogadzirira, yes, takagadzirira zvikuru.
Thank you so much. Our time is out. If there was extra time, we're going to do that. We're going to add another 3 minutes or 16 minutes. I still remember when Dynamos played against Highlanders, there was 16 minutes yes. extra time, but unfortunately, you can't have it here. Thank you so much, Mr. Atwe Anyengabana yes. of the Olympic Services. Mr. Michael Mlandla Ndiweni of the Bulawayo Traders and Vendors Association. And we also thank Ezra Jesus Banda in Bulawayo Marvelous. He did a very marvelous job. So this is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya in Washington, D.C. Let's talk about it.
Good night. Bye-bye.